This is Craig Anderson. I'm about to speak to Edinburgh Capitals co-owner Scott Neal about some of the events that have surrounded the club in recent days. Scott, firstly, the ban on Riley Emerson, that was a 10-game ban. What was your reaction to that when you first heard?
Yeah, it was certainly a shock. You know, it was an incident that, there was originally no call on the play. The officials, I think, at that time viewed it as a clean hit. Kevin went down injured and, you know, they called the play and went to see that he was okay. And then, they assessed it as a 2-minute penalty. To go from a 2-minute penalty to a 10-game suspension is quite substantial and, a big shock to, the club and the player.
Now, the club are also fined £1,000 for Burnett being unable to provide video footage on that. Is that fair, do you think?
I think for sure, we've been at fault there. It was a genuine error. We have, a number of people involved, in that process. I wouldn't risk my credibility, being someone that's been involved in the game a long time, hiding any evidence. It went out in webcast. People have saw the incident on webcast. We made a number of appeals, actions, try to recover that footage on the night. Because, we believe the footage would actually, cover Riley in this case. We think it would prove that it was, a clean hit and no penalty should have been called. So we've tried our best to get that footage. We do have now 60 minutes of footage of the game, as opposed to the 55 that was recorded through the Caps webcast. We managed to grab some off the ice rink CCTV, but that has also not caught the incident. So the way it stands, no footage there. We've tried our best to provide that. Human error happens, and I've been a coach a long time too. I've been around a lot of the rinks. It's happened in nearly every rink I've been in. For one reason or another, we haven't got the match night footage. Now, it's happened, we accept it, that is our fault.
Do you feel, though, that the 10-game ban on Riley has come as further punishment as a result of not having the footage?
No,
it's two separate entities, for want of a better expression.
I have been told that has not came into it.
Right, okay. The fact that Kevin Phillips came back and played for Belfast against Edinburgh on Friday night, has that been a reason for going ahead with the appeal?
First of all, I'm glad Kevin's back on the ice.
Sure.
I think it's important, whether it's a good hit, bad hit, the most important thing is that the player's okay and he's back playing. Part of it all is, about the injury. It's a situation, especially the concussion. I've done it myself. I've came back, too quickly in cases. And especially, over the last 5 years, there's been a lot more input into, what you should do with concussion injuries. And, we were surprised to see him back out playing, I am actually glad that he has felt, and admire him for it, but I also for his own well-being, that's maybe too soon. Our guys, and our doctors here, we won't let a concussed player back on the ice until he's had 7 days of symptom free before he gets on. Because, the other danger is for that again is he might get hit again. Mm. And another player might get suspended. So there are issues, for the league, and all the clubs to consider. But, the most important thing is that Kevin's okay, or he seems to be okay. That the first and foremost thing about, for myself, I'm probably the biggest backer of player safety round that elite league board, is something that I've almost pushed for, and something that I respect officials and I want them to make sure that you know, players get protected on the ice, and player safety is paramount to it.
And how is Riley? Obviously, he would have been stunned at receiving such a hefty ban as well.
Absolutely, you know, I think, you know, Riley himself viewed it as a clean hit, you know, and you know, when you get such a you know, major ban on your first game, it is quite a big shock. And you know, this is an incident that, you know, there'll be a wide, you know, like anything else, there'll be a wide variety of opinions, you know, on what went on. But you know, this wasn't a vicious assault or a hit, you know, there was no attempt to, you know, injure on this play. That is my view, it's my opinion, and I'm sure other people will have other opinions. But you know, I think under this situation, we've got to get to the facts and the credible people who can have an informed opinion on what actually happened, and that's what I'm hoping will happen when it comes to an appeal.
The Department of Player Safety have issued a ban to Mark Thomas of Sheffield Steelers after a hit on Danny Stewart in the Fife Flyers game there yesterday. Have you had a chance to have a look at that, and can you compare that to obviously what Riley's been punished for?
I've seen the incident, but again, I don't think it's appropriate for owners to have an input into discipline. Yeah. It should be independent. It should be run by officials and people who have an independent and a viewpoint that they will make the decisions on these plays. You know, and sadly, you know, Murray Hansen, you know, has left the sport this year. As you know, I thought Murray did a remarkable job last year. I think he was accountable. I think he made his own decisions. He wasn't harassed by, you know, the countless phone calls, etc. You know, he was an independent adjudicator, and I think he gave that whole side of our game last year a huge amount of credibility. And you know, it's sad to lose, you know, a person of his calibre to something that I think we made huge leaps forward last year.
Now, you, the statement out on the website today, you're lodging an appeal against Riley's ban. Can you give us any indication of the outline, obviously the reason behind it, but the ground you have to appeal it, and how long you're likely to hear one way or the other if that's been successful?
The new guidelines are, and this is, you know, it's obviously painful for the club, but it's apparently a £2,000 non-refundable appeal, whether we win or lose. So, you know, that's a difficult step for the club. But we feel with, you know, and I don't want to preempt evidence, you know, we feel with what we're going to try and take forward, we'll hopefully we'll see some logic, some facts, you know, some evidence that this incident has deserved a 10-game ban. And, you know, we've all been around the game a long time. I think it's, you know, I've got to let the appeal process go through, but, you know, we just feel for what actually, the facts about what's actually happened, you know, it needs looked at. You know, this needs to go further, this needs to be investigated, and, you know, we got to, you know, bring some, we think, justice to Riley, because it's not just the club that's affected here. Mm. It's the player, and you know, again, you know, I'm all for player safety, absolutely. You know, and if I felt that deserved a 10-game ban, we've came out publicly and said it before when some of our players have had bans, that, you know, we would stick by the decision. This one, I think, you know, from my point of view, is unacceptable, and it needs looked at. And, you know, we need to find out the reasons why this is such a substantial ban.
Thanks very much, Scott.